It's Arizona's number one home improvement resource, the Rosie on the House Show.
Money, honey, I've got the time.
If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time. Having built and remodeled here in Arizona since the early 70s, I can't tell you how many times I've heard the question, Rosie, can you? Could we? Is this possible? Hey, like Willie Nelson says, if you've got the money, honey, there isn't anything we can't do. If I could tell you about projects, you wouldn't believe the things we've done. Let me hear from you. Let me hear about projects you're trying to tackle right now. Doing it yourself is in style right now, and it's partly due to the slow economy, but also due to all the TV shows and the websites that give you the information. You can get educated on doing virtually any project you want to try and tackle yourself. But occasionally, we step into a situation where we realize, hey, this isn't a do-it-yourself project. I'm making a real mess of this. We call it wreck it yourself. And give me a ring and let me help you save yourself from that dilemma. Many of the calls we get here on the show regularly are about projects that are half done, half baked, and what in the world do I do to get this finished? You know, make sure you have the skills and the knowledge first. And what I tell people is, regardless what it is you're trying to do, let's say you want to add a tile backsplash, I would highly encourage you to find a wholesaler that markets that material and visit with them and get an idea of all the materials you're going to need. Not only the materials, bring in a sketch of where you're going, what you're doing with it, what size tile you're going with, what color grout you're going with, what kind of backing you're going to use, but also have a conversation about what tools am I going to need, okay? You're going to need a wet saw. Certainly makes it handy for cutting in those joints and finishing in the back of the field. And I've seen people try and do that with hacksaws, and you're making the job much harder than you need to. So the right tools along with the right skills are very important. And when you get the right tools, make sure they're adjusted correctly. Make sure the blades are sharp. Make sure you've got all the lines straight. Another thing a lot of do-it-yourself projects don't do, naughty, 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 is you don't go get a building permit. And I can't tell you how big a dilemma that can be for you in the future. In particular, with the realtors waking up all across the state of Arizona and starting to ask the question, was this project permitted? Has there ever been something done at this house that didn't have a permit? It opens you up to liabilities, and it opens the realtor up to liabilities, and they don't like that, and it opens up the new buyer to surprises, and nobody likes that. So take the time. I will tell you that most building departments have gone miles in the way of the do-it-yourselfer homeowner as far as coaching you through it, helping you get the plat map for it, helping you get the aerial photograph for it, take a look at the setbacks and make sure you're falling in that. They'll just coach you right through it. It is worth getting a building permit. I can't emphasize that enough. People say, well, it is going to slow down the job. It really doesn't. You take it to each particular phase. When you get the permit card, it'll tell you when you are supposed to call each inspection. You want the inspector to get in there at each appropriate allocation, take a look at it, make sure you're getting the job done right. I would tell you that I would absolutely hire out the electrical, hire out the plumbing, and hire out the air conditioning unless you are fully and completely trained in those areas. So go ahead and get the permit. Really, it's a little bit simpler project, but a little bit simpler process than most people realize. The cities have really gone a long ways accommodating it. As a matter of fact, I want to tell you about something the city of Phoenix is doing right now. There's a concerted effort by them to collaborate with its residents to shape the future of our city. And the project that we've got going on, they've got Plan Phoenix. Plan PHX. And the project focuses on two major planning endeavors. The first is an update of the city's general plan, which is the long-range guide for the city and addresses issues such as neighborhoods, parks, open space, transportation, land use. And the general plan update provides us an opportunity to listen and collaborate with one another about what we love about Phoenix and what we want to conserve as we continue to grow. It's a chance to share the big ideas for the city and make sure we don't lose the things that we love in creating our future. Check this website out. It's called, myplanphx.com. City of Phoenix is looking for input from you, Phoenix residents, as far as your input for the general plan. And I'll tell you, I will give kudos to City of Phoenix because they were very innovative very early on in accommodating the homeowners. They actually had homeowner permit night where you could go down there after hours when the contractors and the designers and the architects and the draftspeople and the interior designers weren't there cluttering up the work booths, and you could get in there and they would virtually take you hand in hand, step by step. You could go down there on that one particular evening and get it all done. They've actually, with the new building, they've built it out. They've made it a lot quicker for you, and I don't think they currently run that homeowner night right now, but they still make it extremely easy for you. So I can tell you a little family story here about how Jennifer has always encouraged me to get projects done. We'll cover that as well as anything you'd like to talk about. If you'd give us a ring, the number is 1-888-767-4348. It is a very tired, a very drowsy, a very muddy-minded Rosie Romero here, broadcasting live from the University of Phoenix Stadium. We're here for the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show. Come on out and join us. If you get here in the next few minutes, we can get you in the building for free when it opens in a half hour. We'll be right back.
Keep up with the Cajun Carpenters even when they're off the air by becoming a friend on our Facebook page.